WTN, the World Talk Network.
You're listening to The Yellow Rose. I'm Wanda Caraway, and my guest today is Kay Haugen. Kay is the founder of Psychotronics International. She's given over 300 seminars, trained executives from Exxon, Continental Airlines, and Southwestern Bell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Kay. Yellow Rose. How did you get started with your psychotronics?
Well, that's an interesting question, Wanda, or Yellow Rose, as you're called on the radio. Psychotronics was started back in 1984. I read the same books that everybody else has read, the typical books, Power of Positive Thinking, the Think and Grow Rich, Psycho-Cybernetics, those type books. And instead of just reading them and finding the information interesting, I decided to develop an application system to apply the information. So I developed the program, a very crude version of what psychotronics is today, put myself through the process, and at the time I weighed almost 200 pounds. I had developed a small precancerous tumor. I had allergies. I had bad eyesight. I was completely broke without any money for food or rent. My car had just broken down on the side of the freeway. I was taking care of my sick mother, and I programmed for the lifestyle of a multimillionaire, including chauffeur-driven Rolls-Royce and yacht. I programmed for perfect health, including, you know, my ideal weight, to be cancer-free, to have perfect eyesight and free of allergies, and I had everything on my list within 90 days by using these techniques. Psychotronics, in a nutshell, is mental reprogramming. And when you reprogram your conscious and subconscious mind at the same time, you can change anything about yourself or your life. So that's how psychotronics began, with my own use of the program back in 1984. And then I developed a system for marketing to other individuals. And before I knew it, people were tearing my door down to get in to use psychotronics. So it grew at an astounding rate, and is just sweeping the country. Just through word of mouth.
I know I attended your seminar and I was so impressed. That's why I invited you here today. And some of the things that you were telling us about in the seminar, I had already, I guess, knowing before I was going to ever meet you, I'd already put on my board. I put what I wanted out of life. I had just taken pictures and cut them out and put them on there. So each day I'd go by the restroom or get dressed every morning. I would look at that, and it started to become alive, and then you came into my life. So being focused and knowing what you want in life, it becomes a reality. Is that true?
That's right. When you focus on an end result goal, your mind picks that up and begins to create or cause the circumstances that are necessary for that goal to become reality. And these circumstances and chance meetings and coincidences are not happening by accident. They're happening by design.
So I was listening today where they were talking about dreams, and they said this person had put a dream on a piece of paper, and they crumbled it up and put it under the pillow, and that every time they turned, it would remind them. They'd ask the question, you know, before they would go to sleep, and then when they'd wake up, they'd have the answer. How do you feel about that?
I feel like the subconscious mind actually is in contact or wired on an intuitive network to infinite intelligence. And that infinite intelligence, all answers to all questions have to exist. Otherwise, how did Einstein come up with MC squared? It didn't exist here. He had to have drawn it from somewhere. So it had to exist at some point in time. And we call that source infinite intelligence. So I believe that even if you don't have an answer to a question, you can pose that question to your subconscious mind. And while you're sleeping, you can make contact with infinite intelligence, and infinite intelligence will provide you with the answer. I have a story on that, Wanda, that's really interesting. There was an archaeologist that found a fish fossil, and only half of the fish fossil was exposed, and they didn't want to destroy the other half. They needed to chisel it off, but they needed to be very careful because this particular fossil had never been seen before. It was the only one of its kind. And so anyway, the archaeologist went to sleep, had a dream. And in his dream, he saw what the other half of the fish looked like. He woke up and drew it on a piece of paper. And sure enough, when they uncovered the other side of this fish fossil, which no human eye had ever seen, it was exactly what was underneath the rock when it was exposed. So anyway, I think that we can contact infinite intelligence, and on an intuitive wavelength, we can make contact and discover answers to questions that don't currently exist here now.
Oh, I know. That's happened to me. I've asked questions before I go to bed. I've lost things, and I'd get up in the middle of the night. And a lot of people call it your angels, divine guidance. But when you find it, you'll say, wow, that's wonderful, you know. So staying, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, staying focused in your life is real important, to know what you want, to know the mate you want in your life. And a lot of people out there go through life and they settle for less. Why do you feel that they settle for less?
I feel like they settle for less because they're afraid if they don't grab what the, you know, it's the old bird in the hand is worth many birds in the bush. So they grab onto whatever they can. And then they're fearful to let go because they aren't convinced and they're not confident that they're going to find what it is that they're looking for.
I know that's happened to me in my life on a lot of things before I met you, that I look back and I remember challenges and different things that I've had in my life, and I look back and I'm saying, God, why did you do that, Wanda? You know, that's not even normal for you to do that. But so you setting goals, writing down exactly what you want. A lot of people I know, I wanted a car one time. And I had put that car up, and each day I would thank God for that car. And I was getting ready to settle for a car that was less. And I had a big jolt about that. I think I told you about that, where that I was getting ready to settle for the car, and all of a sudden, the Spirit spoke to me. You're asking for one thing. Why are you going to settle for less? So I agree with you. It's real important to be focused, to know exactly what you want to achieve in your goals. So what suggestions would you have for the listeners out there, the Yellow Rose, to actually achieve their goals? What would you suggest?
The first suggestion is to read the books Think and Grow Rich, and that book is by Napoleon Hill, to read Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, and to read The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norm Vincent Peale. Get those books and read the books and understand as you read them that the principles contained in those books are real, tangible, and you can stand on them. And then understand that you are unlimited. The only thing that's been limiting you all along have been your own self-limiting beliefs. Within you, you have an autopilot. Your autopilot needs a destination programmed in. And if you don't have a destination or a target, and that target or that end result goal would be the goals themselves. Be very, very specific. What is it that you want in life? Where do you want to go? What is it that you want to achieve? And ask yourself that question, but premise it with this. If nothing is impossible, what do you want? If nothing is impossible, then write that down. Be very, very specific. If you want a car, you want a specific type of car, specific color. Do you want a new or used? Be very, very specific. If you want a new relationship, then write down exactly what you want in that relationship. Do you want a marriage? Then write down marriage and write down all the characteristics that you want to be true about that marriage. Do you want to attend church regularly? Write down all of your goals as if nothing's impossible. And then focus very, very intensely on those goals. Believe with your whole heart and soul that the perfect path to take you to those goals is laid out right now in the present tense. Not in the future tense, but in the present tense. That it's already there, laid out, in the most perfect ways, order, and time for you and others according to God's perfect will. And it will be. If you had magic binoculars, the moment you actually believe that, and you could see into your future, you would see that perfect path laid out now.
Yes, I remembered when I was 5 years old, I stood on the back of a pickup truck, and I remember I had a microphone in my hand. And now I'm sitting here in a reality as a talk show host, and I'm from the hills of Tennessee, okay? So, yes, it can become a reality. Your dreams can become a reality. God gives us the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. We can have all things through Christ. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Kay, and telling us when she was 6 years old, she knew her destiny in life.
You're listening to The Yellow Rose, and I have Kay Haugen here, and we're talking about being focused and that you can have your life's dreams. And, Kay, we were talking about what you were telling me when you were 6 years old, you had an experience. Tell me about that.
Well, I was reared Baptist on Yellow Rose, if you want to call me by your first name. And in the Baptist church, you're baptized, and at the age of six, I was questioning whether it was time for me to be baptized or not, and I decided to really pray about it. And in my prayer, during my prayer, I had a vision. Now, it wasn't outside my body, it was inside my mind, but it was somebody that I think... It would be like what Jesus would look like. He came to me, and he spoke to me, but his lips didn't move. It was mental telepathy. He spoke to me, and he asked me a question. He asked me what I was going to do this time. And I answered him, but it wasn't the me of me, the part of me, the conscious mind, wasn't answering him. It was another part of me that answered him. And I know this may sound strange to you folks listening out there, but I'm just relating the story exactly the way it happened. And I answered back. I don't know exactly what I said. And then as I started psychotronics, an overwhelming feeling came over me that this is what I came here to do this time, and this is what I told that vision when I was 6 years old that I was going to do. And so after I had that vision, I went to my grandmother and my mother, and they said, you just forget about that and don't have any more visions.
I know. We're so programmed from when we were a child, like you can't have this and you can't have that, and you go through life and you realize that you can't. And I know a lot of people, and I've heard even in my own family, I don't have enough money. What happens? You don't have enough when you say you don't. But I always say I have an abundance of money and enough left over to give to others. And so I look back and see, and I try to correct myself, especially since I've been in your classes, that we must program ourselves every day to speak positive. Because what happens if you get up and you're not feeling good, you can say, I'm going to have a positive day. It's going to be a wonderful day. And guess what? It turns out that way, right?
Yes, it does. And let me give the listeners just something to chew on here. It's called the mental projector theory. If you can imagine that your mind works like a slide projector, the cartridge represents your subconscious mind, which is basically a holding area. The slides within the cartridge represent your deeply held beliefs, beliefs that you currently hold to be true about yourself in this present tense now, about your personality, like you're shy or you outgoing, and then physically, do you like exercise or do you hate exercise, and do you like vegetables or hate vegetables? You have a set of beliefs that you currently hold in all these different categories of your life: personality, physical, friends, family, mate, financial, career, and material. You've got a set of beliefs that you currently hold to be true about yourself. And then there's a second set of slides, the slides that represent your future, your expectations, your beliefs about the future. Dr. Pill took a group of people 1 year and asked them to write down what they expected to happen the coming year, what they believed was going to happen. Of course, those beliefs are like slides in a projector. The light represents the creative mechanism. It's an impersonal force that doesn't just judge your beliefs as positive or negative. It simply reads those beliefs and then projects them into your life by creating whatever is necessary, whatever life path is necessary to project those beliefs, to bring them into reality. So beliefs are self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you hold positive beliefs about your future, then you'll have a positive future. If you have negative beliefs about your future, then you'll have a negative future. So Dr. Pill asked them to write down their goals for the coming year. One gal wrote down that she expected to have a bad year because her astrologer had told her that she was. And one gal wrote down that she expected she was going to have a great year. And there was a fellow in the group that wrote down that he expected to die that year. And Dr. Pill asked him why. And he said because no one in his family had ever lived to see the age of 65. Like a family curse. Well, at the end of the year, he invited everybody back. Well, what do you think? The lady that expected to have a bad year had a bad year. Her expectation or her belief was fully realized by the creative mechanism. It simply laid out the life path to be consistent with that belief. The lady that expected to have a great year had a great year. The guy that expected to die that year had a brain aneurysm and dropped dead 3 days before his birthday. Your beliefs are being projected. And a lot of times we don't hold positive beliefs and expectations about our future. Instead, we hold fear about the future. We actually fret and worry, and fear is locked in, and our creative mechanism has no other choice but to read that and to project a very difficult life path that is going to bring you the thing that you fear. So anyway, back to this little story. I wanted to tell you the story about one of my clients, Frank, who programmed his mind for a sailboat, because you can program your mind with any end result goal, whether it be a material goal or a physical goal or a change in your personality or a change in your career or your finances. But let's take a material item, because that's tangible. You can see it and touch it when it shows up. So anyway, Frank had programmed for a sailboat. So he created a new sailboat slide and plugged it in to his cartridge. The creative mechanism picked up that slide and then projected that sailboat into his life. The only dictation we give to the creative mechanism, which is unlimited and can project it in positive and negative ways, and in fact doesn't really understand the difference between positive and negative, doesn't perceive anything as positive or negative, just reads and projects, picked up that new slide. We programmed for it to happen in the most perfect, positive ways, order, and time for him and all others according to God's perfect will. So Frank's programming his subconscious mind very deeply with this image. The creative mechanism reads the image and then begins to project it. Now, all of us are tied together like an enormous AT&T system. If you can imagine that all of our creative mechanisms, like the light and the slide projector, are all tied together like a PC, a personal computer, and we're all wired together on an intuitive network. And then that intuitive network is wired in to one mainframe. One mainframe computer, infinite intelligence. So Frank's creative mechanism, or his PC, contacted the mainframe, and the mainframe contacted the other PCs that needed to participate and programmed it all to happen in that perfect life path to bring the sailboat in. So what happens is Frank's old friend that he knew in high school, hadn't heard from in 10 years, suddenly calls him. It did not happen by accident. Frank's invited over to a birthday party that's being held at his house. He goes into the garage to get more ice out of the chest freezer, turns around, sees the sailboat, the exact dimensions and style and color and everything that he had programmed for only a few days before. Talked to his friend about it. There seemed to be a dispute. His wife wanted to park her car in the garage, and that sailboat was taking up all the room.
Oh, no.
So his friend said, "I have a solution. If you'll park the sailboat at your house and store it for me, you can have unlimited use of the sailboat." So you see, it did happen in just a few days after programming, where an old friend he hadn't heard from in 10 years suddenly contacts him out of the blue, and then he has the sailboat, has unlimited use of it. So the creative mechanism can find very positive, beneficial ways for the highest good and happiness of all concerned to bring forth anything that you program your mind deeply with.
So even like with people with bad health, you can have the right language to nourish and awaken the soul and feed the soul. Like even with cancer, if you believe you can be healed, you can be healed.
A client by the name of Steve had terminal liver cancer, and the doctors had basically sent him home to die, and his systems were already shutting down, so he didn't have much longer. He knew about my precancerous tumor that I overcame back in 1984, asked me if I would help him. So I said, "All right, here's what you have to do. Your mind is like a ticker tape. If you were to read your thoughts at the end of the day and you had a big pile of ticker tape on the floor and you looked at your thoughts, how many of those would be positive, how many of those would be negative, and how many of those thoughts would be focused on the end result goal that you seek?" I told Steve that he was going to, if he looked at his ticker tape at the end of the day, we were going to see nothing but focus on the end result goal, and that was complete remission of the cancer. Within 6 weeks, the cancer was completely gone without a trace. I have all the medical records copied and on file, and in those records was a letter from one of the doctors to another doctor that was involved in Steve's case. The doctor used the word mystified. There was no medical explanation for this complete remission within such a short period of time.
So you would say we're all divinely guided. It's up to us to make the choices. So tell us, our time's running out. How can anyone, I know you do national seminars, how can they get in touch with you?
My number here in Houston is area code 713-623-6435.
I want to thank you again, Kay, for being on the show, and I hope all of you, like myself, attend her seminar. It will change your life.
Don't go away. We'll be back with more after this.